This is Brain Hug Meditation. Hi everybody, it's Kaz. What I'd like to do as a routine before every episode begins is to take, yes, a nice deep breath in through the nose, using all of your lung capacity, expanding your lungs slowly, taking all of that beautiful air in, and exhaling through the nose, releasing it all, not quickly. Take your time while you release, 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 release. And then resume your natural, easy, effortless breath. I feel a lot better. I hope you do too. So, here is more in the series on meditation questions that I am asked by students and friends and strangers. Do I have to give up everything, renunciate, to really be an effective meditator? Absolutely not. We hear of these instances all the time, but renunciation is typically related more to religion or following a particular religious practice like Buddhism and Hinduism than it is to the meditation practice. You don't have to give up anything to meditate, and you may end up feeling so much better that you're eating healthier, encouraged to exercise better, breathing better, and on and on. So, you didn't have to give up anything, and you gained quite a bit. Unless you want to give up not feeling more peaceful, not sleeping better, or not dealing with challenges a little easier. Okay, added on to that question is, do I have to become a Buddhist or Hindu to properly meditate? You don't have to become anything or change anything to meditate. It doesn't matter what spiritual philosophy or religion or lack thereof that you do or don't follow. You don't have to change other elements of your life that work for you just to have an effective meditation practice. You may be told you must, but please don't listen. Meditation is not coercive or manipulative. It won't tell you have to do anything. And if someone says that, run for the hills. I mean, you may be told you have to sit down and meditate a minimum of 20 minutes twice a day, or you have to only do one particular practice. I say, and you may get suggestions on how to do things better, exercise that may work for you better, how to have a healthier attitude about things, but meditation does not insist you do anything. Okay, last question. And this is one of the best questions I get. And by that, I mean most interesting. I get asked, do I have to give up sex to meditate effectively? You know, I think others would disagree with me, but it depends on where you are in terms of your commitment. You don't have to become a monk or a nun or celibate to meditate. It might even enhance your sex life if you are active by using meditation, and I talk about that in another episode. All this breathing calms and relaxes us or can energize us, and both can be helpful for our sex lives. So, that being said, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Take care. See ya. Thank you.